Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am your host, Too Clever Mafia, and you are once again listening to the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And as always, I'd like to say hello to my host with the most over in the sound booth. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning.
How are you today? How are you hanging out in there?
Another day, another dollar.
Good. Good to hear. Good to hear. Okay, we got a great show today. And I came across, okay, this is how it began. I'm going to start from the beginning, all right? We came across a situation with my grandkids. I was trying to figure out a place to eat for lunch, right? And one of my grandkids came up with this place, which apparently is is one of these new restaurants that kind of, I don't know if you call them pop-up restaurants or whatnot, but they're basically a restaurant that isn't a restaurant, and they kind of use a kitchen in somebody else's restaurant or somebody else's place, and they make their food and then they have it delivered. So my grandson said there's this Mr. Beast burger, right? So Mr. Beast, those of you who don't know, is a very, very popular YouTuber. Does all kinds of stuff, gives away all kinds of stuff, money, cars, all that kind of stuff. Great, great YouTuber. Definitely, if you don't know who he is, you should. I think he's 64, 65 million subscribers, but check out Mr. Beast when you get a chance. But anyway, so we check out these Mr. Beast burgers, right? He opened up these little, you know, just hamburger fries, chicken. He's got these fancy French fries that have all kinds of things on top of it. And then they'll have like special burgers. And there's an app. You can get Mr. Beast burgers and you can go download the app. I think it's on Apple and whatever. But this isn't an advertisement or a paid advertisement, right? But anyway, so then we came across talking about this Mr. Beast guy, and he was, you know, he just did a video, and I went on to the YouTube and I checked it out, and it's a very popular video. I think it's got 20 million views already at the time that we're, you know, recording this or so. And he spent 50 hours in prison, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, in a way, he kind of, I watched the video, but I want to go through it because I thought it was interesting. And if you didn't see it, you can go watch the whole video. But there were some points in there where I thought, you know, he's kind of, in a way, not making prison seem as bad as it really is. And I don't know how the people in prison felt about it, but here, let's, you want to cue up that video, AJ?
This is a real prison, and me and the boys are going to try to survive the next 50 hours locked up here.
Get in here!
So, this video starts off, all him and his team of people are all trying to go into the prison, and he's being manhandled by the security guard.
Chance against the wall.
They're against the wall. I'm just going to do what he says.
So now they're in this prison cell, in a prison, but yeah, there's all cameras on the wall, which I don't think are really in real prisons, or we might know what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, right? So yeah, maybe it's too soon, you know.
That is not bad.
Maybe it's too soon for that. So they're in this prison, and here, let's clip back to the clip here.
I am officially locked in prison with Nolan. How's it going?
Not good.
Basically,
so he's basically in a bunk bed with his buddy Nolan in. Looking at the camera in the prison, and they're just trying to show the actual size of the room, I guess, at this point. All right, so hit it again, AJ.
Me, Nolan, and all my other friends agreed to spend 50 hours in prison. How's it going, boys?
I feel right at home.
Just so we're clear, we are going to be treated exactly like inmates, yeah. Okay? We're going to be eating real prison.
Yeah, because
food.
Inmates can film YouTube videos.
The prison and all around subjected to the mental warfare that is being a prisoner. I hope you guys are ready. First thoughts on my brand new bed? It's very
mental
uncomfortable.
Warfare.
These sheets oddly.
Right, mental warfare. He's just sitting here in his brand new orange overalls, subjected to the mental torture of being in prison.
Like, hey, get your foot off my bed.
Yeah, because they play like that.
29 hours and 55 minutes to go, and I'm already sick of him.
What? I would like to discuss the toilets. What are your thoughts on them?
I'm not going
to
lie, mine has like a yellow tint to it.
That's what
it's got a yellow tint in it because it looks like someone just peed in the toilet, really. I mean, that really is not doesn't require to be a doctor of any kind to understand what that is in the toilet.
I was about to ask, now that we've established the toilets are disgusting, let's all taste test the fountain.
Wow, so there's a little sink with a fountain on it, and he's taste testing all the water.
There was something in it.
Look at all that stuff.
I'm just not going to drink water. I'll just...
So apparently the water's not filtered of any kind, and it looks like there was some sort of grain or greenery in the water. 2 hours in, they're just
last
walking
name,
around.
Weddle.
Doyon?
Yeah. So they're all joking around with the guards. They're standing behind the door now, and the jail cell, and the guards are outside with a checklist asking for the names. They're laughing. You know, my image is in a real prison, these guys would probably get beat down. The cameras would be shut off, and the guards would take turns smacking these guys upside the head. I mean, I don't know. I
what name is that?
I'm French Canadian. All right.
My last name?
Yes.
Imagine Dragon.
I'm gonna back up.
Imagine.
It's funny because the guards in this episode all have face masks on. You can't really see who they are.
And these nuts on your face.
I'll be back for you guys.
Wow. So they're all teasing the guards. So I don't know how this is like being subject, because you can't be disrespectful to the security guards. Also, I'm looking here. I just caught the patch of one of the guards, and it says Security Custom Agency. Let me forward that a little bit.
Tim, I'm not doing it. I'm not scared. Come get us. Get him, too.
Lights out.
Yeah, so,
do we have to get in our bunk?
Lights out.
See, this is all phony baloney. So anyway, I tried to tell my grandson about all of this, and I said, you know, this isn't how it would work in a real prison. I don't believe for a minute that they would be allowed to get away with talking and acting the way that they are, right? So, you know, this Mr. Beast guy, you know, and there's other prisoners there, but you really don't see him. And then this video goes on for a while. They play poker, and they use brownies, I think, as money. But then what's funny is they go out into the yard, right? They go out into... It starts about 32 hours into it. They go out to the yard.
Wake up, yard time. Everybody line up outside your cell.
Every time I finally fall asleep, I get woken up. I'm so sick of this place.
We were so...
32 hours in, he's sick of prison. That's really, like, do you think anybody wants to be there?
Bored out of our mind, and even though this is just that tiny tube of grass outside, it was a massive blessing. That's a goal.
Hey, playing soccer. Table.
That's a goal.
So they're playing soccer out in the yard. And there's, I don't know, they're in maybe a 50 by 50, looks like a chain link fence with barbed wire on the top of it with about 10 other prisoners.
Header!
Oh! Whoa!
And when they cut to the scene, you could see all of the camera people. And
that's the game.
For a second out there, I forgot I was a prisoner. The outside courtyard with the grass.
Because I'm sure every prisoner in prison forgets they're a prisoner. Right. I mean, that's, you know, it's just such a wonderful time. It's like you visited a Club Med or a beaches resort in the Bahamas, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Feels very liberating.
It's my turn to shower and I'm free.
So,
oh my gosh.
So about 36 hours in, he finally takes a shower. But then again, they show a screenshot of him in the cell, and there's all cameras all over the place.
So much better now. I'm literally about to cry. Here's the problem. In prison, they strip everything away from you, so even something as simple as hot water for a few minutes literally changes the course of your whole day.
He's reformed, right?
Gentlemen, we have less than 10 hours left in this dump!
So he's yelling this out into the prison. Now, if anybody's out there has ever seen Scared Straight and what they do to these people on a Scared Straight episode, this is nothing. I mean, I don't even know if this is a real prison.
In prison, the only way you can see your family or friends is through visitation.
Mom?
So he, and sometimes, especially through the quarantine, I think people had to wait forever to even get guests and visitors.
Dad?
Nolan, what have you done?
We raised you better than this.
I need to follow no rules.
Horrible acting.
I'm in prison. I run this place.
You will behave the rest of the time that you're in here.
Listen.
Aren't they only in there for like 2 more hours?
No.
Time's up. Let's go.
Hey.
What? They're dragging him out.
Chris
he's doing
has a visitor.
So he's visiting his his parents behind the plexiglass and they're pretending. This is a joke. I mean, this is really a joke, and it's not really good. I don't think that they're representing this episode, but it's really popular because it's making him seem like he really did something worthwhile here, and it doesn't appear that way.
Don't worry, boys. I talked to a lawyer. Things make much more sense now.
He wants to be in there.
Yeah, so they talk to a lawyer, and they're going to get out of prison now, apparently. All right, guys, so this is where I think this Mr. Beast guy, Mr. Beast, is either full of it or not too bright.
Can't look at him.
Time to go.
Well, everyone else was having loved ones visit them in prison. I paid a lawyer to come visit me and told him nothing about why.
So they're showing him in the visitation room. There's a lawyer on one side of the plexiglass. The other lawyer, the Mr. Beast guy, is in the oranges on the other side of the plexiglass.
Going good, Jimmy. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that they knew I did nothing wrong.
Okay.
So Mr. Beast's name is Jimmy. I didn't know that.
Why would they put you in prison, though?
I'm here for a video. I'm spending 50 hours in prison.
You can spend 50 hours in prison, but I'm here to help you get out.
Well, I don't want.
Wait a minute. What?
Get out.
Okay. Not sure I understand. Am I still getting paid for this?
This is bad acting. This is, you know, we really should have screened this a little bit more, AJ, and read this, but here's 48 hours.
Home stretch, 1 hour, and I'm out of here.
49 hours, I'm sorry.
Inmates!
Yeah?
We officially have less than 30 minutes remaining! Woo! Our friend Nolan is still in solitary confinement.
Somebody's in solitary confinement. Somebody should put a bar of soap in a sock and give this guy a good lashing.
Let's salute him. 5, 4,
yeah,
because
this is the celebration
2,
that they do.
1. It is officially been 50 hours!
What?
Hey.
They're having a celebration like it's a party. They're all getting out of their jail cells. This is ridiculous. Oh, boy. I think I wish I can get this 10 minutes back I just spent watching this video, but, hey, Mr. Beast is a real treat. Yeah, so what do you think of this whole setup, AJ?
That's nuts.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I kind of got a feeling all this stuff was kind of fake, right? I mean, I think it was kind of staged,
yep.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what I think. So I don't know. I don't you want to go to prison, AJ?
Nope.
Yeah, well, I definitely this show cemented that for me, but I kind of already knew that. So anyway, check us out on twocleverMafia.com. Sign up for all our social medias on @twocleverMafia. Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe to all of them and whatever podcast service you're listening to. Follow us, please. It helps a lot. And you can buy us a cup of coffee in the link below if you really want to support the show. We'll be right back at this short commercial break. Hello, Mafians. Welcome back. Welcome back. Two Clever Mafia here once again. And we're going to do something we don't normally do. And that... So the first segment we did a little bit about Mr. Beast, and I believe everybody here knows who he is. AJ, I would imagine you definitely know who he is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So I decided to go over to this guy's website because I saw on the website that, I guess, what else does he do? I mean, how do you get 21 million views in a couple of days? That's almost 10 million I think it was posted like 2 days ago when we're doing this, but, so I go over to this guy's website, right? And the first thing I see on top of the website is I spent a video titled Day Two with him in a coffin and a hand held out. It's the title of the video is I Spent 50 Hours Buried Alive, right? 101 million views over a course of 3 months. 3 months. How does one do that? So I scroll down, and this guy is a real business guy. I mean, there's all these other channels he has, Beast Philanthropy, Mr. Beast Gaming. We have Mr. Beast Shorts. I can't, it's like a tongue twister to say Mr. Beast. I'm all tied up here, AJ. So he's got all these different sites, and then he's got Mr. Beast 2, which these sites all have, I guess his gaming site has almost 20 million subscribers. I've heard of him before, and I'm not saying that this is just a new site, but this guy is like the next Steve Jobs. I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about him other than what my grandkids have told me, but his channel, boy, if I can get, a tenth of his subscribers over at the Two Clever Mafia YouTube channel, which, by the way, if you've noticed, we did videos up until December on our YouTube channel, but feel free to go over and subscribe. We're going to be redoing a whole video podcast, I guess you can call it. I'm really, I know AJ's work. You're working on all that, right, yep. AJ? Yeah. So he's working on setting all that up, and we're going to be doing some great stuff. But this Mr. Beast guy, he's something else. If I, and here, it says subscribe for a cookie at the top of his channel. He's got to be, he plays a good game. He plays a good game. That's for sure. That is definitely, So, what is this? I put 1 million Orbeez in my friend's backyard. Let's see what. Hold on. I got to find out what an Orbeez is. I want to make sure I know what an Orbeez is here before I click on it. I don't want to, if it's something that turns out not to be good.
As an Orbeez. This is 200,000. This is 400,000. How many Orbeez is that?
That's so a million Orbeez. Looks, yes, that is these Orbeez look like little pellets or something, or darts, or I don't know what they are.
But okay.
They're little round balls, but smaller than a marble, almost pea size. And he somehow has a truckload of Orbeez delivered with millions of bottles. Oh boy. He's putting 100 million Orbeez. Oh boy. Wow. So I don't quite know what an Orbeez is. I've never heard of him. Do you happen to know what an Orbeez is, AJ?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Me neither. Let's see if we can figure it out here.
30 times bigger with water.
Oh, I guess when you get them wet, there's a big problem.
This
when you get them wet. They expand,
sure?
Maybe?
It's kind of like it's 99,999,984.
Okay, more silliness, but an Orbeez. Oh, boy. I'm seeing here. He's going to put these in a pool.
Yeah.
Dude, these Orbeez are slippery as hell.
There's Orbeez everywhere.
Anyway, forget about him. We're going to keep filling up this pool.
They're filling up a pool with Orbeez. This is crazy stuff.
Dude, that is like so many
Orbeez.
That is 100,000
Orbeez. Oh, my goodness.
There's a couple million Orbeez.
He's just throwing buckets and buckets of these little round, different colored pellets into the pool.
If you eat one thing that has been yoted, the yeet gods will help you.
Yeah, and this video was posted, I think, in 2018. It looks like it was posted in November, and you could tell there were... So the pool is all green and stuff, and they're filling it up with these Orbeez, but anyway, this guy's got 128 and they're swimming around in it. I remember my grandkids when they were younger used to pretend they were swimming around in the pool, and then they would pretend they were swimming around in Scrooge McDuck's gold. We would throw things for them to, rings and stuff for them to pick up and find on the bottom of the pool, but this looks like a big pit of oh my goodness. They're throwing firecrackers in.
I got hit.
Oh boy.
Honestly, I was expecting the Orbeez to go like, doo-doo-doo. Next we're going to do the...
This guy gets... Does he make... Is he rich, AJ?
Yes.
What, like big time rich? Like millions and millions?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. So I'm impressed. I mean, he definitely knows how to get people's attention doing crazy stuff. And I guess that's his whole goal, right? I mean, his whole goal is to... oh, my goodness. What is this? He's got,
Get him down!
You know, you're allowed to wear clothes. Just thought I'd let you know.
So he's got, like, a tarp on the ground, and it's kind of mushing, and these Orbeez, I guess, get bigger and wet, and I've never seen these Orbeez before, AJ. I've got to get the... You know, why don't you order us some?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, let's go and make a YouTube video of me swimming around in a pool, in a big pool of Orbeez. Can we do, well, I'll do him, and he's got 100 million Orbeez. Well, let's do 200 million Orbeez in an in-ground pool.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll get, get the crowds going, you know? Yeah, nobody wants to see me swimming around in a pool with a bunch of these Orbeez. But wow, I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't even know what to say. But I'm really amazed. I'm really amazed. And good luck. Good for him. He's a good businessman. He knows how to entertain. What you can do to help us out is definitely whatever podcast service you're listening to us on. Head over to the follow and the plus button if you're on Apple and follow us. It's free. All the links are below. If you want to buy us a cup of coffee, you can do that. And I think we've beat this Mr. Beast up pretty much enough today, and we are going to call it a day. But like and subscribe on all our social medias at TooCleverMafia.com. Again, over at our website. And like and subscribe everywhere. It helps us out tremendously. But I am your host, Too Clever Mafia. This is the Too Clever Mafia podcast. And that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now.